The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce, Whole Cloth. Nike, a Shawandase storyteller, stepped into a glade of Girl Scouts gathered on a sultry July afternoon in Ohio. Indigenous to that land, Nike seemed to materialize from the trees and congeal in the circle of logs where the scouts sat expectantly waiting. "Once, long ago," said Nike, his voice rolling around the meadow, "long ago, a young boy about your age was walking up the mountain. The higher he climbed, the colder the air became. When he left the river at the bottom, he was hot in his buckskin leggings and shirt. But as he climbed, the air grew cooler. Near the top of the mountain, he even saw bits of snow in the shadows between the rocks. As he walked, shivering, even higher up the path, he saw a snake in the middle of the trail. The snake was coiled tight, with only the rattles at the end of its tail barely stirring. 'Ah!' said the boy, turning to run. 'Stop,' said the snake. 'Please help me.' 'Oh, no,' said the boy. 'You are a snake, and you will bite me.' 'I cannot bite you,' said the snake. 'I am too cold to move. If I stay here, I will die. But I know you, snake. As soon as you are warm, you will bite me. If you carry me to the river, I promise not to bite you.' 'Promise you won't bite? How do I know you won't bite?' 'Trust me,' said the snake. 'You are helping me. I will not hurt you.' 'Oh, I don't know,' said the boy. 'I don't like this.' 'Trust me,' said the snake. 'I can ride in your pocket. You won't even know I am there.' Reluctantly, the boy put the snake in his buckskin pouch. 'Are you sure you won't bite me?' 'I promise,' said the snake. The boy started down the mountain. As the air grew warmer, he felt the snake begin to move. The boy began to trot and then to run. The snake wriggled and writhed inside the pouch. The boy reached the river and he snatched open the pouch. The snake sprang from the pouch and sank its fangs into the boy's arm. 'Ah, you have bitten me,' cried the boy. 'You promised you would not harm me.' 'But I am a snake, and that is what snakes do.'" Listening to Nike's story, I thought of my ex-husband and how he had vowed to himself always to tell me the truth. I believe he was sincere in his promise, but the vow simply was too difficult for him to keep. Lies and deceptions were the warp and woof of his life, as native as breathing and governed by forces seemingly beyond his control. He was consistent throughout. The fibers ran true on the loom that became his life. He was whole cloth. Like the snake, how could I expect him to be otherwise? In my life now, I am aiming to learn neutrality. I've been asking myself, though, how I can be neutral and yet allow passion to shine through. If I quelled all of my irritation and sadness, would I lose joy and love as well? In Chinese medicine, joy and sadness are two emotions paired with the heart, like two sides of the same coin. Each naturally arises and then transforms into the other. Being neutral would not mean without emotion, I realize, but rather able and willing to allow emotions to course through me. What if I could accept myself whole cloth instead of trying to remake myself into a new fiber, a new cloth, a new garment? If I am gabardine, I likely never will transform into silk satin. What kind of cloth am I weaving in my life? I close my eyes and imagine passion. I see a pashmina shawl, orange gold like a South Sea sunset, a splash of smoldering light on sea and earth. I would be soft and light, warm and durable, a cloth that is sensibly beautiful and infinitely useful. I'd allow the fibers to run true, soft and slightly irritating against the skin, absorbing color and heat, a cloth that I could wrap around my bones and call my own.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.